So apparently there's a massive gap in the AI market right now that nobody's talking about. Venture capital, which throws money at literally anything with AI in the name, has somehow completely overlooked privacy-focused AI startups. In a world obsessed with both AI and privacy, how is that even possible? Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. The curious case of the missing privacy-focused AI unicorns. Despite all the buzz around artificial intelligence and the constant headlines about data breaches and privacy concerns, there's a strange phenomenon happening in the startup world. As of May 2026, there isn't a single major VC-backed startup that specializes primarily in AI and data privacy. Think about that for a second. We've got AI companies for literally everything else. AI that writes poetry about your cat. AI that designs ugly sweaters. AI that predicts which Netflix show you'll abandon halfway through. But when it comes to actually protecting our data while using these powerful systems, crickets from Silicon Valley's biggest investors. Here's where it gets interesting. It's not like the need isn't there. Regulations like GDPR, CCPA, and India's DPDPA all mandate things like data minimization, consent, and transparency, principles that fundamentally clash with how most AI systems are built and trained. Companies are stuck in this awkward position where they need AI to compete, but using it puts them at risk of massive regulatory fines. And honestly, I think this is one of those rare, genuine market opportunities hiding in plain sight. The big players like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon are offering some basic security features in their AI platforms, your standard encryption, access controls, that kind of thing. But none of them have created comprehensive solutions specifically for privacy compliance in AI systems. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the flashy consumer AI apps get all the attention, something else was happening quietly in the enterprise world. Microsoft has been positioning itself as the leader in private AI through its Azure platform. They've been making some pretty bold promises, like guaranteeing that customer data won't be used for training models, and backing it up with actual contractual agreements with OpenAI and Anthropic. This is a bigger deal than it might sound like at first. Remember when everyone freaked out about ChatGPT potentially training on everything you typed into it? Microsoft is basically saying, "We hear you, and we're legally binding ourselves not to do that with your enterprise data." They're implementing what security folks call a defense-in-depth approach. Multiple layers of protection, including identity verification, data isolation, and detailed audit logs. But here's the critical question nobody seems to be asking. If this is such an important issue, why aren't the VCs funding startups to solve it? Why are we relying on the same big tech companies that have historically had, let's say, complicated relationships with our data? Is it because the problem is too hard? Not profitable enough? Or is it that building truly private AI systems requires a fundamental rethinking of how AI works? Quick hits before we go. Google Cloud and Amazon AWS are pushing zero trust AI with micro segmentation and TLS 1.3 encryption, but neither has released tools specifically for privacy compliance. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office is emphasizing the need for companies to assess the trade-offs between AI capability and privacy principles, and researchers have found that data minimization techniques can reduce model accuracy by 2 to 3%, but cut data usage by a whopping 80%, a trade-off many companies might actually be willing to make. There's a fascinating tension at the heart of all this. AI can both enhance privacy through techniques like differential privacy that add noise to protect individuals while still allowing analysis, and threaten it through risks like inference attacks, where sensitive information can be extracted from models. It's a double-edged sword that requires thoughtful implementation and constant vigilance. That's your blend for today. The next time someone tells you about the latest AI breakthrough, maybe ask them, but how does it protect my data? Their answer, or lack thereof, might tell you everything you need to know about where we're really at with AI development. I'll see you tomorrow.